So tonight we're going to Mitzvah finishing up the Malacha of Borer, and then in the next year we will be up to Malachas Tochen. In the last few shirim, so we've been discussing different qualifications to Malachas Borer, different situations where it's mutter to separate out the components of the mixture. And tonight we're going to round out the whole sugya and the whole Malacha by discussing two more qualifications to Malachas Borer. So let's start with the first qualification. The first qualification is a very famous halacha, which is brought down by the Taz. The Taz in the Marmakomos in Orachayim Shini Tess of Katan Yagimel states a halacha which is going to be the basis for our first qualification. The case is like this. Let's say you have a nice cold beverage, whatever, a beverage in your cup, and a fly comes flying into your cup. So now you have this fly that's floating in your drink. And the question becomes, can you pull out that fly from the drink? And the issue is a shayla of borer. The fly is something that you certainly do not want. That's the psolas. The drink is interfused with the fly, and the drink itself is the ochel, the stuff that's the good stuff. And this could constitute a tarovis that should be subject to malachas borer. So if you pull out the fly from this mixture, that might be a potential problem of borer. So we did once touch on this issue in the past, but now we're going to focus on another angle, which is the Taz's perspective on this situation. The Taz says that in this case, in a chanami, if you just pull out the fly, that would be a problem of borer. You're separating the psolas from the ochel in this situation. What then is the solution? How can you get this fly out of your drink, says the Taz? So you can do the following maneuver. You can take the fly together with some liquid, spoon out the fly with some liquid from this cup, and that is a perfectly permissible way of getting this unwanted guest out of your cup. So that is the what's considered to be a very famous heter of the Taz for how to get a fly out of your drink. And the big question becomes, what's the pshat in the Taz? What's the logic behind this heter of the Taz? L'maisa, we know you can't remove the psolas from your mixture. The fly in this case is the psolas in your mixture. How can you remove the fly from the drink? It's very nice that you're taking some liquid along with the fly, but l'maisa, why doesn't this constitute an act of borer? So that's the big kasha on the Taz. So we're going to have two basic approaches in the poskim for how to explain the heter of the Taz. The first approach is going to be the shita of the Chazon Ish, and the second approach will be the shita of the Mishneh Berurah, how to explain this heter of the Taz. And we're going to see there will be nafkaminas, the halacha, in this machlokas. So let's start with approach number one, the shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish from the Marmakomos was taka very troubled by this Taz. He was bothered, why is it that you could pull out this fly together with some liquid from this mixture? Why isn't that a problem of borer? And the Chazon Ish came up with the following explanation of the Taz. He said, let's take a step back. In this case where you have a fly in your cup, so where exactly in this cup would we say is the mixture? Where exactly is the tarovis in this situation? So the Chazon Ish says that all the liquid that's below the fly, that's underneath the fly, which is floating on top, is not part of the mixture. They're not mixed together with the fly. The only real mixture in this situation is the fly and the immediately surrounding liquid, the liquid that's between its legs and around its antenna, whatever. That liquid is what's considered to be mixed with the fly. But the rest of the liquid in the cup is not considered to be mixed with the fly. And so therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that's going to be the pshat behind the Taz. The Taz holds that since the only real tarovis is the fly and the immediately surrounding liquid, so if you do just pull out the fly, then you're separating the components of this mixture. Removing the fly from the liquid, that would be an issue of borer. But if you spoon out the fly together with the surrounding mixture, so then you're not actually separating the components of this mixture. You're just taking the whole mixture in total and transporting it to another location. You're spooning up the whole tarovis, the fly with the mixed in liquid. You're removing that tarovis to another location. That is not a problem of malachas borer. Borer is a problem when you separate the components of the mixture, but if you just take a whole mixture and transport it to another location, that's not a problem. You have a bowl that has nuts and raisins, and you just pour out the bowl into another bowl. That's not a problem of borer. Borer is if you separate the components of a mixture, not if you transport a mixture from one vessel to another. So that is the Chazon Ish's explanation for the heter of the Taz. Fine. Let's move over now to the second approach, which is the shita of the Mishneh Berurah. If you look at the Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha from the Marmakomos, I'm not going to spell out the exact yukim, but it's very much mashma that the Mishneh Berurah had a different perspective on the heter of the Taz. Because he applies the heter of the Taz to different situations, And he doesn't make any emphasis about making sure to get out the whole tarovas, that you better remove all the ochel that's mixed in with the liquid, or mixed in with the ochel, and the psolas. The Mishnah just says that when you remove psolas, take some ochel along with it, and that'll be mutter, which is based on this halacha of the Taz. And so it's mashmah that the Mishnah Berurah had a different, perhaps more simplistic approach to this heter of the Taz. And that is to say that really the Taz is just going to be setting down a new general limitation to Malachas Borer. And that is that Borer is only a problem if you isolate one of the components in a mixture. You just take out the psolas by itself from a mixture, or just the ochel by itself from a mixture. So that can be a problem of Malachas Borer. But if you take out a combination of psolas with ochel, you're not isolating one specific component, that is not a problem of Malachas Borer. So that is the Mishnah Berurah's take on the heter of the Taz. So we have two basic approaches in the poskim, how to understand the heter of the Taz. The Taz here is giving us our first qualification tonight from Malachas Borer, that if you have a fly in your soup, you could take out the fly together with some liquid, you spoon it out with the liquid, some surrounding liquid, that's perfectly fine. And we have two approaches how to explain what's the reason for the heter of the Taz. The first is the Chazon Ish, who is telling us that it's based on the fact that Borer is only a problem if you separate the components of the mixture. But if you take a whole mixture and just transport the mixture to a different location, that's not a problem of Borer. In this case, the fly is only considered mixed with the immediately surrounding liquid. When you remove the fly with that liquid to another cup, that's just taking the whole Tarobus, moving it to another location. And the second approach is the Mishnah Berurah, who's understanding the Taz more literally, that just the Taz is telling us a new heter to Borer, which is that if you take the psolas with some ochel, so that's perfectly permissible. Borer is only a problem if you isolate one of the components in the mixture, not if you just take the whole mixture and move it. And, okay, any questions? Okay. Yoni, you're good? Are you a question?
Yeah, so I just one thing. So according to the logic that, that if you remove that only the immediately surrounding liquid is considered to be mixed with it. Mm-hmm. So then by that logic, anytime you move something in such a mixture, meaning if the fly is in your bowl and you just knock it to the side with your spoon, that should already, like every step of the way should be considered another borer because you're moving it to a different part of the mixture.
That's so interesting. You should know that post can do bring up that exact shiloh about whether you can move the fly to the side of the bowl. I hear the question. I'm not sure what the answer is, but that's a good question. Gadara. Geschmack. Okay. Okay, fine. So, okay, good question. Fine. So what we're going to do with this first qualification is we're going to discuss just two nafkaminas la'alacha between the Chazon Ish versus the Mishnah Berurah. So let's start with nafkamina number one. The first nafkamina is like this. Let's say you have a bowl of soup and you have not one fly land in your soup, but you have 10 flies land in your soup. So assuming that the soup still sounds appetizing to you, the question comes, can we implement the heter of the Taz to sanitize our soup in this case and to try to remove the flies from the soup? How do we use the heter of the Taz? Can you use it like this? Take one fly out at a time together with the surrounding liquid. One fly, then the next fly, then the next fly, so you get all 10 flies out of your soup. Would that be a viable application of the heter of the Taz? If the flies are not so appetizing, we can change it to a floating particle. But the case that they discuss is flies, so that's why I'm discussing flies. But so that's the question. So this is going to be, the post can point out, a basic nafkamina between the Chazon Ish versus the Mishnah Berurah. So let's start with the shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, what was his reason, what was his explanation behind the heter of the Taz? Why can you spoon out a single fly with the surrounding liquid? Because in that case, the whole tarovis, the only mixture is the immediately surrounding liquid with the fly. You're just taking out the entire mixture and moving it to another location. That is not a problem of Malachas Borer. That was the Chazon Ish's explanation of the Taz. Now working with that explanation, so it'll follow that that's all fine and well when you have a single fly in your drink. If you have a single fly in your liquid, so then the whole tarovis is just the fly with its surrounding liquid. But if you have 10 flies in a bowl of soup, so in this case, you have a much bigger tarovis. You have a big compound tarovis of these 10 flies all in total in mass mixed in with your soup are all considered to be one big tarovis. If you just remove a single fly with the surrounding liquid, you're only removing a component of this mixture. You're not taking the whole mixture and transporting it. You're taking a component of this mixture. You're taking one of the flies and moving it to another location. That would be a problem of Malachas Borer. Chazon Ish only said it's okay if you take the whole mixture and you move it to another spot. You have a mixture of any mixture of, a cup of nuts and raisins. You pour it to another cup, that's perfectly fine. You have a single fly in your soup. you move it to another location, perfectly fine. But if you have 10 flies and you remove a single fly with the surrounding liquid, you're not taking out the whole tarovis. You just removed a part of the tarovis, and therefore that's going to be a problem. On the other hand, let me just finish it up, Penny. On the other hand, if you move over to the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah had understood the Taz as telling us a new limitation to Borer, that simply anytime you remove psolas together with ochel, that's perfectly fine. We have a new hetzer to Borer that if you remove psolas together with some ochel, that's a new way of avoiding Borer. So if that's the case, so why should that be limited to a single fly in your soup? When you remove a single fly with the liquid, so that taps into this hetzer of the Taz. But even if you have 10 flies and you remove one fly with some liquid, Lamaisa, it's true, you're only removing a component of this mixture, but you're removing the psolas with some ochel. If there's a rule that you only over borer if you remove the psolas by itself, but if you take psolas with the ochel, there's a new heter. So why can't that apply even if there are 10 flies in your soup? If you remove a single fly with the surrounding liquid, that should be perfectly permissible. So that's our first, I guess, not so practical nafkamina if the soup's not so appetizing. That'll be a first nafkamina lalacha between the Chazanish versus the Mishnah Berurah. Yona?
Yeah. Why would 10 flies be considered one mixture? Why isn't each of the 10 flies considered its own separate thing?
Did you know that Dotan really killed me on this one? He's very bothered by this question. But why do you view it as one big? Why are you so certain that that's one big mixture of 10 flies and in the soup? Why not view it as 10 different mixtures? Tinny, was that your question?
Wouldn't it depend on the size of the bowl?
Yeah, here. So it's an excellent question. So I'm just pointing out that the post can bring down this nafkamina, but it's a great question. It could be that would be a nice way of arguing on this nafkamina. Very good, Ara. But at least you could hear the point, Yona, that you could view it as one big mixture. And if you did view it as one big mixture, the Chazanish would not be okay with that.
Right. Okay.
Fine. So that was nafkamina number one. So moving over just to a second, perhaps a little bit more practical nafkamina. So the second nafkamina would be like this. Let's say you have a piece of fish on Shabbos and there are bones in the fish. And so the question becomes, you want to get the bones out of your fish. You don't want the fish with the bones. Can you pull the bones out of the fish? And the issue again is the shaila of borer. In this case, so the bones are attached to the fish. And we've seen in the past that borer is not only a problem when the ochel and psolas are interspersed, even if the ochel is attached to the psolas, that could constitute a quote unquote mixture that's subject to borer. So when you have bones that are attached to fish, the bones are obviously unwanted. That's the psolas. The fish is the stuff that you want. That's the ochel. If you pull the bones out of the fish, you're removing the psolas from this mixture. Maybe that should be a problem of malachas borer. So the question becomes, can we use the heter of the taz to get these bones out of the fish? Can you do it in the following maneuver? Can you take the bones with some of the fish, yank it out of the fish with some of the surrounding meat, and let that be that mutter based on the heter of the taz? So that would be another practical shaila that comes up. So here too, I saw pointed out in a fancy Mishnah Berurah that this would also seem to be an afkamina between the Chazanish versus the Mishnah Berurah. So let's go through the two approaches in the Taz one more time. Starting with the Shita of the Chazanish. So the Chazanish had said that what's the reason for the head of the Taz? Because you're moving the entire tarovis. When you have a single fly in your soup and you remove the surrounding liquid, you're taking the whole tarovis and just moving it to another location. So once again, that's all fine and well when you have your fly in the soup. When you have bones in fish, there's a much bigger tarovis in this case. The whole fish, the whole area of the fish that's surrounding the bones would be considered to be mixed with the bones. If you just pull out the bones with a little piece of fish attached to it, you're not removing the entire mixture. If you could somehow find some way to carve out the entire surrounding fish around the bones, so maybe that could be okay. But if you're pulling out the bones and just a little bit of fish attached to the bones, that certainly is not removing the entire tarovis. You're just removing a component of this mixture. That is not going to be permissible. So that's what will come out according to the Chazanish. And he does spell this out. I put this on the Mar Makomos. Chazanish is not happy with this maneuver to get your bones out of your fish. There are other ways of getting it out, but he's not happy with the idea of pulling out the bones with a little bit of fish. And that would be Lashitaso because he feels that the Heter of the Taz would not apply in this case. On the other hand, moving over to our second approach, the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, he explained that what was the reason for the Heter of the Taz? Because there's just a new Heter to take out Ohel with some solace, that it's only a problem of Borer if you isolate one of the components, if you isolate the psolas, but if you take out a combination of the ochel and the psolas, there's no issue of borer. So in this case, when you pull out the bones, if you also take out some fish along with it, that would be a viable application of the heter of the taz. So that's all our second afkamina in this machlokas. And with that, we've concluded our first qualification. So just to summarize, and then Penny will take your question. So just to sum up, our first qualification to borer tonight was the heter of the taz. It's a very famous heter. If you have a fly in the soup, you could yank the fly out with some of the surrounding liquid. and we had two approaches. Why is that mutter? Chazanish said because you're moving the whole mixture. The Mishnah Berurah says because you're taking ochel with the psolus, and so since you're not taking out the psolus by itself, that's permissible. And we had two nafkaminas in this machlokas. The first is if you have 10 flies in your soup, could you take one at a time through the heter of the taz? And the second nafkamina was with, if you have bones in your fish, can you take the bones with some of the attached fish? Okay, so Penny, you had a question?
In the taz, does he say use a kli, or does he say as long as like you take the water with it?
I don't remember, but
why shouldn't it be enough that the fly is wet?
Well, I mean, because we're saying that the surrounding liquid, or I don't know exactly at what point the mixture is, but they do talk about the very graphic. They talk about the liquid in between the wings,
right? But if a sheretz touches a fruit, right? We don't say that only that part of the fruit is tummy.
I hear, but in terms of hilchos bor, what's called the mixture? I don't know at what point it's called mixed. And it's a good point.
How do you in a river? You don't say that, oh, there's water here and there's water there. You say it's one river.
So you should know that it could be the Mishnah Berurah argues in the whole analysis. Mishnah Berurah might say that the whole liquid's called mixed with the fly. It's part of the chiddush of the chazanish. He's saying that only the immediately surrounding liquid. You're asking a fair question. How do you draw the line? I don't know where to draw that line. Daniel, did you have a question?
Yeah, I guess I'm curious. You might have just addressed it, though. According to the Chazanish, what's missing in the Mishnah Berurah's assessment of the taz?
Okay, so
that seems pretty straightforward.
Okay, so the
what you were saying
is actually he starts out by being very unhappy with the Mishnah Berurah's assessment of the taz. The Chazanish basically says like this. He says Borer is when you take out the psolus from your mixture, which, you know, if you want to get into tikkun ha'ochlen, you know, sanitizing, you're purifying the mixture, that's what borer is all about. So who cares if you took along some ochel with your psolus? L'maiz, I purified this mixture. I have a whole lot of ochel, a whole batch of ochel. I have a fly in my soup. So I took some liquid with my fly. L'maiz, I'm purifying the liquid. Why should it be permissible? The Mishnah Berurah is really a big chiddush. I said it just formally that, you know, borer has to isolate the mixture, but it really needs to be understood why that should be so. You took up psolus. Here's if you took an ochel with the psolus. On my side, I purified this mixture. I did tikkun ochel. That's the kasha of the chazanish. So you know, maybe we could debate it, but that's why he's not happy with it. Mishnah Berurah, at least he's done. Okay. So let's move over now to our second qualification for tonight, which really is going to be our the ending of Malachas Borer. Okay. So our last qualification for tonight is going to be an interesting piece of Gemara here towards the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And this is going to be our last look at Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And Mirtz Hashem, next year we're turning the page to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so let's go through this Gemara. Gemara here tells us the following incident. One time, it was Rav Bibi's time to spend Shabbos with the Talmidim. This was back in the day where you could have more than 10 people without a mask in a shul, I guess. So they spent Shabbos in the yeshiva with the Talmidim. And on that Shabbos, so Rav Ami and Rav Asi came to visit. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were very distinguished Amoraim, and they came to visit Rav Bibi. So the Gemara says that Rav Bibi wanted to serve his distinguished guests. So he took a basket of fruits, and he scattered the basket in front of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. That's what he did. He took a basket of fruits, and he scattered it in front of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. And the Gemara says that the Amoraim are trying to figure out what was the reason for this interesting conduct of Rav Bibi. You want to serve them some fruits, so, you know, stick your hand into the basket. Hand them the fruit. Why did he scatter the basket in front of Rav Ami and Rav Asi? That's the question that the Amoraim are trying to figure out in Rav Bibi's conduct. The Gemara comes up with two possibilities to explain why Rav Bibi did this interesting activity. One possibility, says the Gemara, is that it could be he was trying to avoid an issue of borer. That in this situation, so you have you have different peros in a basket. You have a type of mixture of different types of components. Maybe Rav Bibi was concerned for an issue of borer. If he takes one item out of this mixture, hands it to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, or if he takes it out of the basket, whenever he's doing this exactly. So that could be a potential issue of Malachas Borer. So to avoid borer, he scattered this basket in front of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. That is one possibility that the Gemara proposes. Then the Gemara has a second suggestion that maybe it has nothing to do with borer. Maybe this was just a nice way of serving his guests. I don't know what the societal conduct was back then, but apparently this could be a very nice way of serving your guests, you know, just throwing a whole basket in front of them and saying, take what you want, the food is yours. And so maybe he just was serving them in a very kind, benevolent, whatever, you know, outgiving manner. So that was the Shaila in the Gemara. And that's this interesting piece of Gemara here on Ein Dalav and Aleph with this whole incident with Rav Bibi and the analysis of why Rav Bibi did what he did. But for our purposes, we're going to see in this Gemara our second and final qualification to Malachas Borer. Gemara here is telling us that one of the reasons why Rav Bibi may have scattered this basket was to avoid Malachas Borer. In other words, he had a mixture inside this basket, and there would have been an issue of Borer if he took it out by hand. So he scattered the basket in front of his guests in order to avoid an issue of Borer. And so we're apparently seeing a new qualification to Borer, that at least in some situation, it's mutter to scatter your mixture to avoid Malachas Borer. That's what we see from this Gemara. Now, the poskim debated, how far does this heter go? There's a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv to figure out how far does this heter of Rav Bibi go. So that's what we're going to discuss now. Two shitas on what's the scope of this new qualification of scattering a basket, scattering a terovis to avoid Borer. So let's start with the shita of Rav Moshe. If you look at the Igros Moshe from the Mar Makomos in Or HaChaim Chelek Dal Siman Ayin Dalet, so Rav Moshe was once asked the following shaila. Someone asked Rav Moshe, let's say you have a mixture of silverware on Shabbos. You have forks and spoons that are mixed together. And you want to avoid Malachas Borer. So the questioner asked, could you do the following move, you know, the following maneuver to circumvent Borer? Can you take your mixture, take your forks and spoons, scatter it on the table, and now look, voila, they're no longer in a mixture, and maybe that's a permissible way of avoiding Malachas Borer. That was the question of the questioner. Now, where did he get this idea from that you could scatter a mixture to avoid Borer? So he spells out that it's based on our Gemara. He was asking that just like Rav Bibi scattered his basket of peros to avoid Borer, he was able to scatter it and that got around Borer. So can I scatter my mixture of silverware in order to avoid an issue of Borer? That was the question that was posed to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe responded to this question with it could be a trivia question, this may be the shortest tshuva in the entire Igros Moshe. He responded with three words. He eats a tova. It's a good idea. That is a good solution. It's a good way of avoiding Malachas Borer. In other words, Rav Moshe is telling us that this Gemara, our Gemara here, is giving us a new, broad way of avoiding Malachas Borer. If you ever want to scatter a mixture, that is a perfectly fine way of avoiding Malachas Borer. If you have a mixture and, you know, I guess your wife's not around, whatever, and you want to scatter it in order to avoid the issue, so that is a perfectly fine way of avoiding Malachas Borer, both in the case of the Peros, like Rav Bibi, or if you have a mixture of silverware, like in the case with Rav Moshe. That is Shita number one, Shita's Rav Moshe. However, Rav Eliashiv is quoted as arguing on this heter. So there's a sefer Ayil Meshulash, what I put in the Mar Makomos. I put it in the Tosefos Ian section of the Mar Makomos because I assume that no one had access to it in the current situation. But anyways, it's in the sefer Ayil Meshulash. It's a contemporary sefer. And he has a sefer in Hilchos Borer. And in Perek Tes, he quotes Rav Eliashiv as arguing on this heter. Eliashiv held that this would not be a viable solution in general to avoid Malachas Borer, to scatter a mixture. Now, of course, the question becomes, how's Rav Eliashiv going to explain our Gemara? Our Gemara says that Rav Bibi avoided Borer by scattering this basket of peros in front of his guests. So the footnote there quotes Rav Eliashiv as addressing this issue. I'll be honest, I don't fully understand the answer. I'm just going to say over what Rav Eliashiv said, and I don't know if I can fully distinguish between when it does and does not apply, but I'm just going to say over what the footnote says, B'shem Rav Eliashiv, for how to explain our Gemara. The footnote there says that Rav Eliashiv explained that it is true in our Gemara we're seeing a heter to scatter the peros, the Rav Bibi was able to scatter the peros in front of his guests, but this is a very limited heter in this particular situation. Since this was done as an act of serving his guests, so this takes on the characteristic of derech achila. It looks like it's being done in the course of eating. We've seen in the past that if you do borer in a manner that looks like it's done in the process of eating, so that may be excluded from malachas borer. Whatever the logic for that is, we once discussed. But we saw in the past that there's a heter of derech achila. If you do borer in a manner where it looks like it's done in the course of eating, that is going to be excluded from malachas borer. Says Rav Eliashiv, I don't necessarily fully understand when you do and do not say this, but he says that when Rav Bibi was scattering the peros as an act of serving his guests, that looks like it's done in the process of eating. He's serving his guests. They're going to eat the food. That has the characteristic of derech achila. That is permissible. That is excluded from borer. But if you try to apply this to other situations, like our case with the forks and the spoons, you want to scatter the forks and spoons on the table so you can start sorting them, let's say, or use them for some other purpose, that is not a valid application of this heter, and therefore that would not be permissible. Now, I don't fully understand necessarily when it would be derech achila, when it would not be derech achila, but that is what Eliashiv says, that it was mutter in the case of Rabibi, that was derech achila, he was serving his guests and they were going to eat it right away, let's say. So that looks like it's in the course of eating, as opposed to trying to apply this to other scenarios where you want to sort something, let's say. So you just scatter the mixture on your table. That's not going to be a viable way of avoiding melechas borer. So we have two approaches now in the poskim, how to explain this heter in our Gemara of Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi scattered these peros in front of his guests to avoid borer. Rav Moshe understood that it was a broad heter. He ate satova. It's a good way. Anytime you want to avoid borer, just scatter the mixture. You're perfectly good to go. And Rav Eliashiv argues and says that no, this is not a new broad way of avoiding melechas borer. It applied in the case of Rav Bibi. It was done in the course of eating and serving his guests. But in a typical scenario, if you want to just sort something, let's say, so to scatter it and sort it, is not going to be viable. And the question becomes, what's the hesber in this machlokas? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of Rav Moshe? And what's the conceptual basis for the shita of Rav Eliashiv as to the scope of this new heter in our Gemara? Does anyone want to try to give it a shot to be Masber? What's the point of contention between Rav Moshe versus Rav Eliashiv? Daniel, you want to give it a shot?
Is it possible to suggest that Rav Moshe sees scattering the forks and the spoons as removing the category of mixture from these entities? This is no longer a mixture, therefore, once you do that, then you're free to do what you want. But Rav Eliashiv holds that you can't essentially break the categorization of a mixture when you scatter things. Like, it'll still be a mixture, they're just separate, or more separate just by space. And therefore, you still have to fall within the rules. And a valid heter, you still have to use the rules of borer, which includes derech achila.
Okay, so it's a very interesting analysis. You should know that that is considered one of the more standard ways of trying to analyze this issue. It's a standard way of analyzing the issue. Rav Parnas happened to have not been so happy with that analysis, just because he felt that Lamaisa was, when you scatter it, you're moving everything from the mixture. Why does that not fit under Melechas Borer, just because you scattered it? Why should that be so different? So you're framing it in an interesting way, which is, set down, that maybe you're undercutting the Tarovis in this case. But Lamaisa, Rav Parnas argued, and it's a pretty reasonable argument, when I scatter it, you're moving everything from the mixture. Why shouldn't that be called an act of Borer? So the Orch Shabbos has a very beautiful analysis of this machlokas. In Perek Gimel, they discuss Hilchas Borer, and in a footnote there, they discuss this machlokas, and he gives a very beautiful analysis of this machlokas. He explains that this machlokas aposkim is going to come down to a very fundamental shaila in Melechas Borer, the definition of the Maisa Melacha of Borer. We never actually discussed what is the legal activity that constitutes a violation of Borer. What we call the Maisa Melacha of Borer. What's the activity that, if you were to give an English translation of Borer in a Sefer, so what term should you use to describe Borer? We've given conceptual explanations of the Sod behind Borer, but in terms of the actual activity of Borer, so there's a basic Chakira, two ways of defining the Maisa Melacha of Borer. Yona, you had a question or you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to try to answer that.
Go for it. Please.
So it could be that according to Rav Moshe, the borer means actively taking something out of the mixture, whereas according to Rav Eliashiv, it's causing something to be separated from that mixture.
That is exactly what we're going to say, just in fancy words. We're mamish going to say that. Just fancy words.
Fancy words is good.
Yeah. It's going on the apps. We gotta polish it. We gotta say. But it's mamish. You hit the nail on the head. So just to reframe what you just said. So the Chakira goes like this. What is the definition of Borer? If you're writing an English Sefer on Borer, so what term should you put at the beginning of the section of Borer? So you'll see two terms that are used by the English Sefarim, but the Orch HaShabbos turned this into a Chakira. One definition that you can give for Borer is separation, that Borer is defined as an act of separating a mixture. If you separate a mixture, the components of the mixture, that is Melechas Borer. That's one definition that could be given. The second definition that could be given, the Orch HaShabbos is a Hebrew sefer, but I'm just translating what he says in English. The second definition that you could give for borer is not separation. You can give a much more specific definition for borer, and that is selection. That maybe borer is defined as an act of selecting out a component of a mixture. So we have a basic chakira. What is the definition of malachas borer? You know, we're finishing off the sugya with one of the most basic aspects of borer. What is the mais malacha borer? What's the legal activity that violates borer? Is borer defined as separation? Is that the term you should put at the beginning of your chapter of borer? Borer separation, separating ochel from soul. So anytime you separate the components of a mixture, that's borer. Or is borer selection, where you're selecting out the components of a mixture to the components of a mixture? So Yonah, this is mamashir chakira. I'm just saying it in fancy terms. So just to plug this into this machlok, so the Archa Shabbos says that's the root of this machlok in Rav Moshe versus Rav Yasha. Let's start with the, again, we have this issue as to if scattering in general, is scattering in general going to be a good way of avoiding borer? So let's now go through the two tzedakim in Archa Kira and see how they're going to come out with different approaches on the issue of scattering. So starting with the first tzedakim in Archa Kira, if we define borer as an act of separating, borer is defined as separating the components of a mixture. So working with that first tzad, the Archa Shabbos spells out that it would follow that there's no reason why there should be a heter of borer when you scatter a mixture. Barring Daniel's analysis, he had a very interesting analysis of this case, but it's very reasonable to argue that Lamaisa, it's very nice that you scattered this mixture. You're causing a separation of the components in this mixture. As Yonah had said, you're separating the components in this mixture. So that would be the explanation behind the Shita of Rav Yashua. Rav Yashua held that there's a problem in general of scattering a mixture. He'd be going with a very basic definition of borer. Borer is defined as separation. So in this case, when you scatter a mixture, you're separating it. Who cares if you're causing it to, you know, you're not directly taking one item out. Lamaisa, you're separating this mixture, and that's why it's a problem of maleches borer. But if we move over to our second side in the chakira, so now things are going to come out differently. What was the second side in our chakira? The borer is defined not as separation, but as selection. If you select out the component of a mixture, a component from the mixture, that is the mais malacha of borer. That's the legal act that constitutes borer. So if we go with that definition, so now things are different. Because in this case, while you are separating, when you scatter it, you're not selecting. You're not selecting out any of the components in the mixture. As Yonah said, you're not taking out a specific item. You're not specifying something to be taken out. And so therefore, that's not going to be a problem of malacha's borer. So that would be Rav Moshe's definition of borer. Rav Moshe will be working with the definition of selection. And therefore, Moshe held that it's perfectly fine to scatter a mixture to avoid maleches borer. So that is our basic hesber here in our second qualification behind Rav Moshe versus Rav Yashav. It's coming down to the basic chakira. How do we define borer in English? Is it separation or is it selection? Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, this might be sidestepping the chakira, but I didn't see Rav Yashav inside. But is it possible that there's just a technical difference? Is it possible Rav Yashav understood this case of the forks and spoons as one in which one was putting away, let's say, the stuff? It was in order to remove that from the area. But if the case was you were allocating out forks and spoons, you would essentially move Rav Moshe.
But even the case that you just said, what was the other case that you're just sorting it, let's say?
Well, like, let's say the case where you wouldn't be able to scatter it would be you're sorting it to put away. You're not doing it in the context of the meal.
But even in that case, Rav Moshe would allow for that. Rav Moshe would allow for you to So what's that machlokas?
Ramosha
says this is a perfectly fine way. He ate a tova. You want to avoid borer, scatter your mixture, you're good to go. You're good to go. So, at least in some cases, you know, where no is a little bit hard to figure out. When's it called derech achila, when's it not called derech achila? But in general, he seems to be saying scattering is not okay. And we're explaining the machlokas is coming down to a basic chakira, is borer separation, is borer selection. Now we're gonna finish off this sugya, the whole sugya, with an interesting nafkamina in this chakira. Another application of this chakira in how to define borer, and this is based off of a classic shayla that was posed by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes in the Marmakomas, also in our Gemara 9 Dalad, posed the following question: we come up with another maneuver to avoid maleches borer. What do you do in the following situation to avoid borer? Let's say you have ochlam solas that are in a mixture. You know, we now have a borer shayla in front of us. So could you do the following? Could you close your eyes, randomly take something out of this mixture? If it's solas, great. You'll leave it aside. And if it's ochl, okay, great, you'll eat it. But can you avoid borer by randomly taking something from a mixture, what we call kol haba biyado? Whatever comes to your hand, comes to your hand. If it's solas, you leave it aside. If it's ochl, you're going to eat it. Or a variation on this nafkamina, which to make it a little more practical would be if let's say you have a big mixture and it's dark in the room. So you don't know what's in the room. So can you randomly just take something out of the mixture, hoping that you find the right thing? You know, this happens all the time on a Friday night. Let's say the light goes out in a certain room. You have a mixture. So can you just start groping around, take something out randomly from a mixture? And if it's the psolus, you leave it aside. If it's the ochel, you're going to use it. So this was the shaila posed by the Sfas Emes. Josh?
Yes, I don't know if this is the same case, but if you are just eating your food and then you scoop up in your spoon and then you find, oh, that's the chicken bone that I don't want to eat. So now it's on my spoon. It's no longer in the bowl. It's not, and now I have it.
Okay.
So certainly in that case, I don't think anyone would say, yeah, stick it in your mouth now. You at that point, when you picked it up, you weren't separating.
Are you asking like retroactively, would that be called a violation of Borer?
So I'm wondering, I don't think it would be Borer.
Okay, good.
So the question is, are these cases the same as that?
You should know that the post can bring down your exact case in conjunction with my case and they compare and contrast. You're totally on the ball by asking that question. They discuss this exact question. Some try to compare it. You're more right in not comparing it because this would be more of an assay type of an issue. But that's comes up exactly in this discussion. Excellent. Good. So going back to the Shaila Sfas Emes. So that was a Shaila that the Sfas Emes posed. Would it be mutter? Would that be a viable way of avoiding borer by randomly taking something out of a mixture? And if it's solus, leave it aside. If it's ochel, great. So the Sfas Emes, he poses it as a type of Shaila. He kind of sounds like he thinks that it really should be okay. But the poskim debated this issue. Would this be a viable way of circumventing Melachas Borer? So here too, the Aruch HaShabbos, he doesn't spell this out black and white, but he does point out that this is very much connected to Aruch HaKira. So does anyone want to plug it in, how this issue will be totally on Aruch HaKira about how to define Borer, whether it's separation or selection?
Because if you say if it's separation, then the mice say you're causing separation.
Right. 100%. Yeah. Absolutely. Geschmack. Awesome. Yeah. So just to spell what Ari just said, the straightaway analysis is that this is Talian Aruch HaKira. So let's plug it in. Just to spell what Ari just said. If you go with the first on Aruch HaKira, Borer is defined as separation. That is the Maisa Malacha Borer. That's the legal activity that defines Borer, separation. Then in this case, it's very nice that you close your eyes and you took it out randomly, or if it's dark in the room and you just groped and whatever came to your hand came to your hand. Lamaisa, whatever comes out is being separated from the mixture. That is an activity of separation. It doesn't matter if you're not looking. It doesn't matter if you're not specifying what you're taking out. Lamaisa, whatever comes out is being separated from the mixture. And so that would be a real shaila of borer, unless you start bringing in other sfaras to argue why that this might be permissible. But the straightaway analysis is, if you're going with the first son, Aruch HaKira, there should be a serious shaila of borer if you randomly take something out of your mixture. On the other hand, if you move over now to the second side in our Chakir, as Arya just said, if we define borer not as separation but as selection, now there's room to argue that this should be permissible, like the Sfas Emes seems to indicate. Because Lamaisa, you're not technically selecting anything from this mixture, you're not specifying something to be removed from this mixture. You're just randomly taking something from this mixture. It could be argued very strongly, and Poskim do try to argue that maybe this should be mutter because this is not an activity of selection. So that's just a fun and interesting nafkamina in this machlokas. And with that, we've concluded tonight's shir. We've concluded the whole sugya of borer. So let's just quickly do a 30-second sum up. Tonight, we had two final qualifications to melachas borer. Qualification number one was the heter of the taz, which is considered to be a very famous heter. Can you avoid borer by spooning out your fly in the soup? He says you can avoid borer by spooning out the fly with some surrounding soup. We had two pshatim in the heter of the taz. The Chazon Ish said the reason it's mutter because you're just removing the whole tarobus and transporting it. Mishabura seemed to be saying that it's just a new heter to take psolas together with ochel. And we had two nafkaminas in that machlokas. The first one was if you have 10 flies in your soup. The second nafkamina was if you have bones and fish, can you pull out the bones with some fish? And then qualification number two was the whole heter of Rav Bibi, that in some case our Gemara tells us that Rav Bibi could avoid borer by scattering his basket of fruits in front of his distinguished guests. And the poskim debated how far does that heter go. Rav Moshe says that he ate satova. You know, everyone avoid borer. This is a perfectly fine way of avoiding borer. Leyashev says that it's not a perfectly fine way of avoiding borer, that in the Gemara's case it was okay, it was derech achila. In other cases, it's not called derech achila, it's not okay. And it came down to a basic chakira, whether borer is defined as separation or selection. We ended off with an interesting nafkamina, which is, could you randomly take something from a mixture to avoid borer? Or if it's a dark room, can you just grab something and hope that it's the right thing? Would that be an issue of borer? Where, you know, as Ari spelled out, that would be totally on this chakira as if it's separation or selection. Now, in terms of the halacha ma'isa, so the whole sugya, the whole shir was just poskim, so there's not really anything to say. Obviously, the poskim debate this, but I guess I'll just say my classic disclaimer that please do not pass poskim off of the app. please ask your contemporary posek what to do in these situations. But we're here just to inform. And Baruch Hashem, we did a very nice analysis of the Malacha of Borer. So our next Malacha is going to be Tochein and Mirtz Hashem. And we're turning the page. Shkayach, thank you very much for joining us.
Shkayach.